To the playlist, you just heard Silver Club with No Application. You can find them silverclubuk.com. And we have a huge, huge, huge show for you today. It's so huge, I had to use huge five different times. It's that big. Jeff from UConn Blonde, he's going to be calling in, and that's going to be later on in the program. But before we get to that, we are going to listen to Ashtar Command with their song Save Me. You can find them ashtar-command.com.
Here I stand on my run, shaking and quaking alone on my run. On the inside I want to fly.
Hi, this is Jeff from Yukon Blonde, and I'm talking with Turtle next on the playlist.
Playlist, and you just heard the song Fire from Yukon Blonde. You can find them yukonblonde.com. And with me is Jeff. How's it going, man?
Good. How are you?
I'm enjoying November. How's your November been?
It's been Moe. It's been great.
Speaking of Moe, you guys are currently doing that whole mustache craze right now, right? Trying to raise some cash?
Yeah. We started growing some mustaches at the beginning of November. Now they're in bloom, and we're part of this Movember thing, and we're growing mustaches to raise some money for men's health.
Yeah, that sounds fun. Have you been inspired by this and of creating more music because of this?
You know, we've been certainly doing a lot more practicing on the road. Yeah, it's definitely inspiring to have a mustache.
Have you been? What have you been doing to keep your fans? Have you been sleeping with them or sending photos or something like that?
Well, we all have girlfriends, so it's kind of weird. We're all gone all year long. We have girlfriends, but the internet's great. We do like regular, Skype conversations or whatever with our girlfriend whenever we get good internet connection. But otherwise, I phone my mom and my family. I don't know. you know,
the
not
huge.
As often as I should.
Yeah.
But I do it.
I'll tell you what, we're going to hear more of your music, and we're going to talk about your music video for Water. All that coming up next, right here on the playlist.
Wind blows, can you hear the wind blow? Listen to the raindrops outside of my window. Wind blows, can you hear the wind blow? Listen to the raindrops outside of my window.
Blonde, make sure to check our band out at yukonblonde.com.
The river bend, the river.
and you are back on the playlist. And still with me is Jeff. Jeff, why have you not hung up on me by now?
Because you're great.
You know what else is great? Your video for water. Can you tell me a little bit about that? And you guys are just walking along, and you guys look so thirsty. Was there any method in that? Did you guys really just wait to be that thirsty to film?
You know, it's actually kind of weird and sort of ironic. It's good that you brought that up, because when we were shooting the video, the one thing we forgot to bring with us to the video shoot was water.
Perfect. Method actors. Like, I love it.
Yeah, we're like this total deserty terrain, and we, you know, we shot for 8 hours or whatever. We're so thirsty the entire time. There's you know, a little bit of irony in the
yeah.
process.
it came out. It came out perfectly. You know, when I was watching that, I got so thirsty. I was like, oh! it's a great commercial. You guys should have gotten some sort of like Dasani or like Arrowhead sponsor for that. Like, next time, don't be this thirsty. You know?
Yeah, totally. Just put a Dasani label on it.
Yeah,
$1 million.
Hell yeah! I know you guys have been doing your tour for some time, and I saw a photo on your Twitter, and it looked like you had ditched like another car. Have you been ditching cars while on tour? Or are you stealing them? What's going on here?
You're touring with a band. Another band in Canada called the Paint Movement, and they we went through a really bad snowstorm, and we kind of had a caravan going on, and we noticed that they weren't behind us anymore. And a couple hours later, we got a phone call, and they had driven their car into the ditch. And so for the remainder of that tour, like we got all that figured out, and for the remainder of the tour, we had, you know, them and all their gear in our vehicle. So, yeah, and it's pretty crazy. Like, I think that's just sort of the nature of bands. A couple of years ago, we wrote off our first band. We got into a head-on collision, and nearly every band we know has kind of had a similar experience. I guess when you're on the road that much, and you don't have like some crazy trucker's license, you know, you're bound to run into bad weather and crash. You
know? Yeah, that just seems like. Water, your music video is the exact, you know, thing with what was going on. That was the correlation that I made when I read your Twitter and then I saw your video. I was just like, oh, this is like how bands must have been like back in the day. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like you can just imagine Crosby, Stills, and Nash touring and running out of gas and just totally screwed.
Yeah. that's probably right, the real reason that they all refuse to like all get back together. You know what I mean? One probably owes another gas money or something like that, you know. Like Neil Young probably is I'll never do that again or whatever. I don't know. Was that a good Neil Young impression? I don't know.
Yeah.
So you're gonna be playing the Echo December 22nd. And you're going to be playing with The Fling, who I love and I've interviewed in the past. Tell me about the excitement that you're about to feel, because you're coming to my hometown. You're coming to L.A.
We love playing L.A. It's definitely a pleasure. Like, every time we play there, the crowds just seem to grow and grow, and that's always a good thing. And the band, The Fling, we just started playing shows with them, and they're just such an amazing band. We're actually so surprised. We didn't expect them to be this good, and they're great people, and so far it's been nothing but good things. So we're excited to go play their hometown, and they're sort of hometown, but I really hope the show is a lot of fun. I know it will be, regardless if people are there or not.
Cool. I'll put the link so people can buy tickets on Enter the Shell. Jeff, thank you so much for joining me. You can catch him and his band Yukon Blonde at yukonblonde.com. And since you're there, you know, logging on to yukonblonde.com, you might as well log on to entertheshell.com and read our fantastic blogs and listen to our cornucopia of podcasts that we have. Lastly, We are going to leave you now with Streets by Yukon Blonde.